Welcome to the RCCF podcast. I'm Phil Forrester, owner of Rock City Complete Fitness, the home of Rock City CrossFit. And once again, we have Nick Holder and Lori Webb both joining the podcast to review, discuss, and break down the CrossFit Open WOD 24.2. But before we do that, let's wrap up on 24.1. Okay. And now that we had a chance to go through it, Lori, seems like you made a statement in our first podcast that you weren't going to go back and do it again, but that changed. What happened?
Yes. So now my credibility has been questioned. So I said I was not going to redo it, and then I went back on Monday and redid it. It kind of caught up with me a little bit. I was worried about that back foot dragging as I leaped over the barbell a couple times.
The dumbbell.
Thank you.
That made it hard because it was a dumbbell.
Yes, exactly. And it's almost impossible to judge that every single time. I mean, no matter how good your judge is, unless they can be in two places at once, it's hard to see that. So I went back and redid it and did either a 2 foot jump or the leap without the leg dragging behind.
Okay.
I redid it. Yeah,
I think better?
20 seconds faster.
Okay.
Yeah, 19 seconds faster.
So you learned a little something on the first attempt and
applied it. Yes.
Good.
I had broken the dumbbell the first time. I went unbroken the second time. So.
All right.
Did you fall down and die?
Afterwards?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay. I wasn't here.
You know, I don't like to get uncomfortable.
I know. So. I know. That's what we're working on.
All right, yes. Nick. Did you do it again?
I did do it again.
Okay. And what was the result?
I improved 50 seconds.
Okay.
To Lori's point, I kind of reversed from the what I call crossover, I guess, jump to either the 2 foot or I did the little hop, skip, and jump over, which, you know, the risk of that is that you potentially can have 1 foot on the ground.
Right. So both feet at the same time.
The benefit of the crossover is you're guaranteed to have both feet in the air.
Correct.
However, you can have that back foot dragging. I did. I actually talked to Tony Phillips. He had done it at their gym Saturday. And he did the crossover. He said, you just have to be disciplined to when you're going to do the crossover. You have to be at the very front of the dumbbell to start. I went back and watched my video after you and I talked. Where I put my chalk hands, I was 6 inches behind that.
Yeah.
So I never even went to the spot I wanted to, which made me further back, which when you get fatigued and you're trying to step up, your foot is never where you want to jump. So then you either jump too far back or B, you have to jump or step up,
move up a little,
and then jump.
Right.
So what I did when I redid, because I saw all, I put a tape line where I wanted my hands to go. I put a tape line where I wanted to set the dumbbell. So those two things would always be the same. And then it was very easy, and it took a lot of the thinking off of me worrying about dragging.
Yeah.
So I was really proud of the redo. My back, you know, I mean, it survived. I almost, when I was warming up to do it, I said, I don't think I'm ready to do this today. I was going to maybe do it Monday. And then as I kind of got going, and then mentally, so what I did was actually slow down the 21s 40 seconds slower than I did on Friday.
Wow.
But then I picked up a minute 20 in the 15s.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Because I just redlined too fast. The 15s blew me up. So I slowed everything down on the 21s, sped up on the 15s, and basically did like a 4:40. 4 minutes and then like 2 minutes to get sub 11. So I was happy.
Yeah.
I think it was a great couplet. I was, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, for the test of fitness, it probably brought in some that maybe don't have some skill, but it allowed everybody to go hard on a workout that's pretty much doable for anybody.
Yeah. So let's now transition to 24.2. And there was a lot of speculation that this would be more dumbbell work or maybe barbell work, something heavy, maybe two scores, et cetera. Were you surprised, Lori, at the announcement?
I guess no, I wasn't. But what I love about both of these workouts so far, is the fact that our everyday athletes, all of our champions in here at Rock City, it puts them in that uncomfortable, like, well, I can scale some of the workouts and I can RX some of the workouts. So it puts them right there in that, well, I could RX this, but one movement I would just kind of have to chip away at. So that's what I love about both of these, is that it can push somebody into that uncomfortable. And so it comes down to what their goal is. Like, is my goal, when I look back on my progress next year, was it that I RX this and maybe I had to do sets of 10 on the dubs or something like that versus am I just going to keep scaling it and stay comfortable and go fast?
Yeah.
So I really appreciate the programming for both of these workouts for that, for all of our athletes in-house.
So. Yeah.
Well, and even with the barbell being considerably lighter than we're used to seeing in the open, it allowed maybe someone has dubs but doesn't have a strong deadlift, they can most likely do 185, right. 125, and at least our exit. We all know everybody's fairly comfortable on a rower, and 300 meters is not a lot. You're not spending a lot of time on that right. on that one movement. So I thought it was a very well-scripted triplet. I think I heard Rusty even say yesterday it was more of like a more fun 20-minute workout than we've ever had. If you go back to some of the others where we're doing like lunges and burpees and chest to bars, over 20 minutes, it just gets to where you cannot stay moving. In yeah. this workout, I think for most athletes, outside of one movement maybe slowing them down a little bit, they could stay moving for the entire time. I never had to think about picking up the deadlift or picking up the jump rope or getting back on the rower and just start moving it. And so now people complained about the double hinging back-to-back weeks, and I think that is – I heard a couple people say if you can't handle some of these movements back-to-back, either A, you redid the first one that you shouldn't, and that's on you, and B, your training maybe is just not right. My back and everything today is nothing really like it was after the dumbbell one.
Yeah. Well, I think the deadlift was light enough across the board where it encouraged you to – go steady
yep.
and not push yourself for injury. So yep. I think it was a good weight. I think they selected it well. The Masters for me was 135. I could move it pretty consistently, but this one to me, at least for those of us that don't have double unders, yes. this is going to expose you. So when in the workouts, you know, you have double unders sometimes, and maybe you'll do double under attempts, or you won't push yourself in the workout to commit to the dubs, and you do one round double unders, and you're like, ah, screw it. I'm going to do singles the rest of this time because yeah. I want to work out, right? And that's not wrong.
Yeah. They go for the intensity.
But then when you get to the open mm-hmm. and you have to do double unders under tension, especially a long period. I think I had a couple last year where, at least for Masters, I think we had to do 35. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, 35 is a number I can do. But 50 or that many reps just started getting to me. So.
I saw your post. So you got some scars.
Yeah, I got some battle wounds. I got some battle wounds on the forearm and my left butt cheek. I didn't show that one,
thank
though.
Thank you.
I didn't feel like that one was worthy of Facebook, Instagram. But, yeah, it was painful.
I think, and you and I even spoke about it, like last week was almost a burpee workout. I think this is more of a double under workout.
Right. Mm-hmm. For those that either do or don't have it.
If you have them very smooth, it can be a great workout for you.
You're going to
get
workout.
Very far. Mm-hmm. If you struggle with them, you might get held up on them, which will then it's nothing that you can't do the other movements.
Correct.
It's just you're going to get stuck in one movement.
Yep.
And even talking, I was planning on breaking up 30-20 from the beginning just because I was trying to just stay moving. But then I talked to Betta, and she was like, you're good at double unders.
Right.
Why don't you focus on going unbroken until either A, you think you have to break, or B, you just accidentally trip. I tripped one time, and then I broke intentionally one time. Mm-hmm. And then all the other rounds, I stayed unbroken, which I think was – now, it was hard mentally sometimes when Lori was my judge and counting, when I was like, just give me to 30. And then once I got to 30, it was like, okay, I can get to 50. And then it just was trying to hang on and not trip late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because heart rate – the jumping, I mean, you know, think about it, over 20 minutes, you're doing a lot of double unders.
Mm-hmm.
My calves, I could feel it a little bit this morning, but it was rewarding seeing someone like Lane Stafford yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been working on double unders. I think the most he's ever done, like in a workout, is 50 to 100 over an entire workout. He couldn't get them before in the warm-up. He was struggling. We tried to tell him to relax. And his PR, I think, is like 10 unbroken or was. And yesterday he hit 17 unbroken during yeah. the workout. Mm-hmm. He ended up getting four rounds and back into the fifth and did over 200. He did 202 double unders.
Wow.
And now he did quite a few singles
sure.
with that. But it was, to Lori's point, Lane has now, he's fairly new to CrossFit. He's a member here, came kind of from the boot camp side. He's dabbling in CrossFit, mm-hmm. won't probably call himself a CrossFitter yet, but I'm highlighting that. And he's RX both workouts.
Right.
Right.
And I think that's a great testament to what the Open is kind of doing, to where people can RX it and it makes them feel like they've kind of been able to do all the movements or the weights at that RX level and not have to scale.
Do you think part of that is because they've opened up the quarters so much larger that the first three are a broader scope application?
I think so. And I think they're trying to highlight the 25%, and then it will get to where people will be exposed.
Sure.
But I think it will motivate some to go, okay, I made the 25% out of the open. I'm now in quarters, but no, I don't have this movement. I need to work on that.
Yeah.
So I think for the better of the sport, it's probably going to really develop athletes who are maybe in that, obviously, that top 25 and show them some of their weaknesses once they get further. The more I think about it, I'm not sure if we're going to see a two-parter.
Okay. Right.
It might. I think we are, as this is a great two-week example of how basic it's going to be. I would almost not be surprised if maybe we don't see chest to bars and we might see pull-ups.
Okay.
And we have never, I'm not even sure if we've seen pull-ups in the open. You know, it's usually a chest to bar movement.
Right.
Or going into a progression.
Or a muscle-up.
Muscle-up. Right. I think one year we did see pull-ups, chest to bars, muscle-ups. There was a progression.
There was a progression, yep.
I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I know, you know, Fran's a very top, popular workout. Something, obviously, we know they love thrusters. We haven't really done a squatting movement. I could see thrusters and pull-ups or some variation of Fran on a repetitive scale or a high rep scheme, and that might be it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Lori, I think what I enjoyed about this workout was the excitement at the scaled level where our scaled athletes could kill this.
Yeah.
Because it really was the difference between singles and doubles, and when it was singles, they just killed it.
Flew through, yes. They did so well.
Yeah.
And then we did have, like, Ashley Norris. She scaled it and murdered it. And then she came back for her own personal goal and RX'd it the next day and did well. She was kind of like Lane, just calm down. We're not worried about getting a million rounds like you got previously. We're going to chisel off at these dubs. And she did great. I think she got four rounds as well. Not exactly certain on that. But.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think anybody getting 3 to 4 rounds RX is a fair number to RX it. If you're getting 1 or 2, you probably should scale it for the intensity.
Sure.
So just so I'm clear, I'm not even sure I saw, what was the scaled reps? Was it 50 singles?
50 singles,
yeah. 50 singles.
Same rep scheme.
Same rep scheme.
300 meters, 50 singles, and then
lower
same,
weight.
Lower weight.
Yep.
I tell you what I noticed, too. A lot of people were very good at committing to singles on the deadlifts and moving very efficiently. Richard Morris yesterday. Mm-hmm.
He did great.
He did great in that workout, and he was a machine on just picking up the deadlift, dropping it, picking up, just doing singles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very approachable, and I think it reflected. We had our Thursday night throwdown. Probably had 100 people in here and various
disco night, baby,
awesome.
Various dress of the 70s era. But there was a lot of enthusiasm because this was one that everybody could do.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a concern on, you know, I think the only concern we had was high reps of deadlifts for folks that might not be used to that level of high reps. So we spent a lot of time slowing people down. Let's make sure we got good form. You know, it's while we're not supposed to as judges judge form, we're also going to protect the athletes and make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I went back and watched some of my video of my late rounds. Not sure I was exactly doing some proper technique, but I was just trying to get through those 10 reps as best as I can. But, you know, that's probably a little bit even better for it being slightly lighter, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so predictions. You're going with keeping it simple. Lori, what are you thinking on next week?
Well, I've not been really good with my predictions, but I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Nick. I think it's going to be something like thrusters and maybe toes to bar or something like that. But personally, I would love to get up on the rig, some gymnastics maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to do gymnastics of some sort.
You would think.
I could see almost a pull-ups, toes to bar kind of combo, too, with thrusters. Maybe some box jumps. You know, we haven't, we won't do any type of snatch. We won't do any type of burpee.
Thank goodness.
Huh? Yeah.
I think these workouts are good going forward because I don't know if anybody else has ever felt like this, but sometimes the workouts in the open are just so daunting, and you are thinking, well, this isn't for the everyday athlete. This is for those elite people that are going to the games. And so I think that holds a lot of people back every year from even signing up. So this year has been a great year that everyone, and you talked about this on the last podcast, every single person can participate and be excited about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a level of enthusiasm as these have been rolling out that I think we haven't seen in previous years, of a broad range of people excited to do it. Not just, hey, I'll do it in the workout because it was programmed, but we had Chelsea show up. You know, we've had Brooke show up, people showing up to do the workout outside of, because they want to get it done. Yes. They want to do the workout.
Well, and I've even noticed on Facebook, like, people asking, you know, who weren't going to watch the live announcement, what is it, the you know, excitement of finding out what the workout was. And you know, I think that's great on CrossFit.
Yeah.
For the sport, for the business side of it, and I think CrossFit was got a couple of black eyes in the recent years. I think this is maybe bringing it way more back to its roots to be a little more where people aren't overwhelmed or completely defeated as soon as the workout comes out.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the spirit of the entire CrossFit premise, which is it is for everyone. And if you don't program it with that in mind, with the belief system that it will eventually get to where it needs to go, give the people what they want, which is, I want to participate in some way. I want to connect to this experience. I want to be able to relate to, you know, Colt Merton's doing 20 in round one or whatever it was, about 519.
Impressive.
You know, and I didn't even finish.
Right.
It's like, wow. But we did basically the same workout.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what's cool.
And that's just amazing.
Well, think about a few years ago when, like, I forget which one it was. It was a 14-minute AMRAP, 7 ring muscle ups, 50 wall balls, 100 ups. As soon as they announce it, they go, first movement is 7 ring muscle ups. Well, people are going to go, oh, crap.
I'm out. Yeah.
Or I'm going to spend 14 minutes trying to get a ring muscle up, which was cool because people did do that. But that's not, I think that it starts pushing people away in the stress of, well, this is sports not for me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is now that I'm looking back at it, of course, I loved that back then because I actually was one of the few that had rings. Now, I will tell you, back then, you know what I didn't have? Double unders.
Oh, there you go.
I spent like 9 minutes trying to get 100 ups.
Yeah.
Single, double across the gym floor.
Yeah.
So it made me work on something I didn't have. But, you know, those, I think that is more the quarterfinals, getting further type workout, the high skill movement.
Well, it's been fun so far. We're halfway. We're not halfway. We're now 2/3 of the way through.
Mm-hmm. We might be halfway through scores. We don't know.
So scores, right. Mm-hmm. Good point. We might get 2 scores next week. So next week, our theme here is St. Patrick's Day, so everybody will be rocking green Thursday night. And then we're going to have our big party for Sunday to announce all our winners and punish all the losing.
Did I hear what the punishment is?
Well, we're probably not going to do the chip, but we're definitely looking at Hot Wing.
Good.
So we may do a little bit of the Hot Wing.
I've seen people do those chip challenges.
Yeah,
don't end good.
Well, yeah.
We're not going to lose, Lori. So we don't have to worry about
second place is the first loser.
Second, third, and fourth will be punished.
So there's only one winner, and then there's technically three losers.
But there may be degrees of losing. So
we'll
see how it goes.
We'll have to sabotage Tara then. They're running away with it.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, guys, thanks so much. And thanks for your participation as a gym. We're excited to see what comes in 24.3.
Real quick, what was our final? What's our number? Did we
total
participants members?
I haven't seen the latest. I'll look at it for next week. But I think we're at 70 something.
I thought we might have hit 80.
Oh, we're almost to 80.
So I thought Paul told me we're the high 70s. So I thought people would sign up, you know, after week one. But anyway, that's still pretty. That's impressive.
Yeah, it really
still
is.
Number one in the state. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not quite half our membership, but that's a
return. I mean, as far as number of people to commit,
it's a lot of fun. It's been great
good,
for the
good
gym.
Good for everybody.
Good
that's
stuff.
Awesome.
Had a lot of fun. All right, guys. Well, for Nick Holder, Lori Webb, I'm Phil Forrester. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the RCCF podcast.